this one's fun to watch if you're a Panther fan. Now, on to the Panther side of things, of course. Only totaled 73 rush yards, but, you know, he didn't really need it. Glenn Smith was the one with the big workload. He had 14 carries for 48 yards, or 46 yards, rather. Taz Bateman got in on a little bit. Kyler Neal got a little bit in on it. And DeMarcus Kurt, as Coach said at the press conference, it is very nice to have four uniquely talented runners. And he took advantage of spreading out the carries to accent what all these guys do better. You take their strengths and you really plug them in those areas. And it seemed to work. It was a little more balanced today. Not overall wise. Because you're looking at 73 rush yards and 311 passing. But it did balance out enough to keep the Jaguars from really figuring out this scheme. Speaking of Nick Arbuckle, even though I didn't really mention him, I guess, but Nick Arbuckle, he's 27 for 44, 311 yards. He had one touchdown. He actually ran one in as well, I believe. He did. He ran one in as well. His longest throw was 31 yards, and he was sacked once. Now, a lot of you may go, well, he threw for over 300, but how come there were no 75-yard pass plays and that kind of stuff? Well, South Alabama did their homework. The defense they stayed in all day long, pretty much, was a nickel or a dime. Quick lesson real quick. Nickel means there's five defensive backs, whether they're corners or safeties. There are five defensive backs. A dime is typically six. So they stayed in their nickel and dime package. And tried to keep everything in front of them. They were able to actually do that to where we couldn't get off a lot of big plays. It's alright, we didn't need them. We beat them up with small punches. It's just like, you know, staying in real close so that a boxer can't, you know, do the big haymaker hooks or the big long punches. All there is jabs. Well, enough jabs can do the same thing as one big punch. So that's what we continue to do, just kind of chip away, chip away, chip away, and before you know it, there's no armor left. Go in for the jugular there, we're able to put it away. The thing I liked, and this was brought up during the press conference as well, Nick had three different receivers that had had seven catches, and that was Donovan Hart, Penny Hart, and Robert Davis, of course. Each had seven apiece. They all had over 67 yards receiving as well. Penny Hart actually caught the touchdown. Keith Rucker was back in the mix. It was good to have him back on the field. A lot of people got healthy at the right time. Which has really helped this team. Will was back to being himself. Some pretty good punts, some interesting bounces and everything. And of course, when it comes time to hit a field goal, he doesn't miss. When they got to the red zone, both these teams, South Alabama was 2 for 2, and of course Georgia State was 4 for 4. So nothing wrong with the red zone there. Third down conversions, 13 of 20 for your Panthers. I just like that Nick just continues to get better and better, and like people say, when he's on the field, it's like having another coach on the field, but this one's playing like a player coach, the way baseball used to be. And, don't worry too much. It was asked also how much turkey he would eat this week, to which he replied, he's never been a big first day turkey guy. He may eat some leftovers after the game on Friday. But he's always been more of a sides guy. Yep, as you can tell, we had a fun time with the presser. Everybody in a pretty good mood, everybody in good spirits. A lot of good stuff to talk about, you know. Coach is in a good mood. That's never a bad thing. Because, I mean, Trent Miles is a good guy. Super guy. He's definitely been what this program needed over the years. Some of the things we talked about. Well, some of the things we talked about after the press conference. And, of course, between then and now. Safety Tarez Batiste was named Sun Belt Defensive Student Athlete of the Week. And he was also named Georgia State Student Athlete of the Week. He had the interception, the pass breakups, and the three tackles at that game. Of course, Nick was the student athlete last week. That was pretty cool. I did see him steal a glance when it was announced before the game that he was the student athlete of the week. He saw his face up on the big screen and seemed to get a good kick out of that. As far as the win over South Alabama, this is the best defensive performance in the Trent Miles tenure. They held another great running back under 100 yards. Like I said, that seems to be a great calling card for this team. And as you can tell, the phones are ringing off the hook here. With some new news and everything like that, I will catch you guys up on that here in a second. But like I said, best defensive performance in the Trent Miles tenure. Held another running back under 100 yards. Another great running back. The guy, you know, Xavier Johnson and Tyrese Thomas are capable of over 100 yards. This was the first home win at the Dome since the Abilene Christian game in 2014. It's also the first versus a FBS opponent. The bowl hopes are alive, even though Coach didn't really want to get into it, and I don't blame him. Sorry, Coach, I had to ask that question, but I totally know that you guys take it one play at a time, one game at a time, and I appreciated your response to that. And I want you to enjoy these wins. They must win out, though, to be anywhere close to a bowl, which means they got to beat Troy on Friday. And then, of course, they got to beat Georgia Southern next Saturday in Statesboro. Well, let's talk about this. Troy matchup. Troy is 3-7. Obviously, they're probably not going to make a bowl. I think they don't have enough wins. I mean, they don't have enough games left. Georgia State 4-6 coming in. Troy gives up 204 rush yards a game. They give up 182 pass. So their pass defense is a little better than their rush. That's something we'll have to get into. We'll be able to exploit their run defense, or hopefully get past their pass defense. I think we can. It's a pretty good matchup. Basically, as far as what they like to do, they like to pass with using the run as a changeup. They like to spread the passes around after their number one big receiver, which I'll get into in a minute. Their quarterback is Brandon Silvers. He's a 62% passer, has a 62% passer rating. He's thrown for 1,774 yards, 14 touchdowns, and he averages just a hair south of 200 yards per game. That's his throwing, of course. Running back Brandon Burks has 160 carries, 833 yards, 6 touchdowns. His longest is 92 yards, and he averages about 83 yards a game. I think we can knock him down to about 50. Wide receiver Teddy Rubin has 51 catches, 657 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a 65-yard receiving average. Like I said, after Reuben, they really like spread it out. So, you know, the NFL style. There's number one, then there's number one, then there's number one. If that's not a possibility at all, then of course you move to the other guys and spread it around. Their top defensive guys, top tacklers, are their linebacker William Lloyd, who has 63, free safety Montrez Kitchens has 61, and of course 59 for the linebacker Terrace Lewis. Top sack masters would be their defensive end Rashad Dillard, who has 5, and the bandit position player Tyler Roberts, who has 4.5. Three keys to victory this week, and then we'll let you out of here, I promise. Three keys to victory. I think you can win the special teams battle. The main thing, good coverage on kicks and punts. You got to get the coverage better, because the punt, when we punt and when we kick, there's not that big of an issue, but it's, we're giving up these big chunks of yardage on these run backs, and it's putting the other team in good positions to score. I think if we can keep them more contained and really limit their kickoff, you know, run back ability, we'll have a better shot to win. I think they established the run early, obviously, because their run defense is not as good as their pass defense. I think we need to really beat them up early and make them try to really concentrate on stopping the run, which will open up the passing game. I think you should run right at this defense. Make them stop you, and we definitely have the personnel that can do that. And then number three, you got to force Silvers to scramble early. He's not that big of a scrambler, just like Cody Clements wasn't. You know, maybe he can run if he has to, but I think if we make him scramble early and throw off his back foot and throw off, you know, throw different ways than he's used to, I really think he's going to make some mistakes. Maybe Taurus, maybe Bobby, maybe some of those guys, maybe even Joe Pete will have a pick six or at least a couple of interceptions. But I do think the Panthers are going to win this weekend. Of course, I'll be there Friday. Stop by and see us. Game time at 2 o'clock. And that's going to do it for me this week. Thanks for joining us on GSU Panther Zone. We'll see you next week. Go Panthers!